Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. We do apologize. We are doing the broadcast and not realizing that it's not being heard. At this time, this is Sister Diane, and you're tuned in to Time to Talk About It with Apostle Gloria Porter, Cheever Porter. And I'm Sister Diane right now doing the prayers. I will continue to pray. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you, because ain't nobody mad but the devil. Hallelujah, we bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Now, Lord, we ask you, Lord Father, to continue, Lord Father God, to touch our listeners right now, Lord Father. You know what they're in need of. And Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Father God, for touching and meeting their needs, Lord Father. Father, you heard the prayers as it was going before, Lord Father. Father, as we continue to pray for each and every person upon this prayer list right now, Lord Father, touch right now, Lord Father, touch Deacon Michael right now, Lord Father, touch him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet right now, Lord Father. You know what he's in need of, Lord Father. Peace to the mind right now, Lord Father, as you continue to touch and heal his body right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you Roosevelt Gaines, Lord Father, asking you to touch his body right now, Lord Father, as he go through the healing process. We thank you, O God, for bringing him through, Lord Father God, the surgery, Lord Father, knowing that nothing was too hard for you, Lord Father, trusting and believing in you. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Touch Reverend Gaines right now, Lord Father. Give her the strength, Lord Father, that she also needs in you, and touch her body as well right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, touch Pastor Baker's mom right now, Lord, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. You know what she's in need of, Lord. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for those, Lord Father God, that was diagnosed with COVID-19, Lord Father. Though we don't have no update on them, we continue to call their name and continue to speak healing to their bodies right now in the name of Jesus. Father, as we continue to hold Joelle, Stephanie, her son, Lorette, Francis, Tori, Lord Father, Lisa Bastone, Lord Father, continue, Lord Father God, to touch their bodies right now, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, that nothing is too hard for you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miss Aggie right now, Lord Father. Touch her, Lord Father, as she go, Lord Father God, to take that mammogram, Lord Father. Touch her body right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Philip Retta right now, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you Dante right now, Lord Father. Father, as we praying right now, Lord Father God, for their salvation right now, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you Shamoy right now, Lord Father God. Touch him right now, Lord Father, as we pray for his salvation, Lord. Father, as we call those young men, Lord Father, let them seek your face like never before, Lord Father. And know, Lord Father, that you are loving, merciful, and forgiving God, Lord Father God. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Lisa, Lord Father. Touch her right now, Lord Father. Give her comfort, Lord Father, in her loss right now, Lord Father. And peace to her mind right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Let her continue, Lord Father God, to look to you, Lord Father God. Father God, letting her know that you will never leave her nor forsake her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thanking you and glorifying you, Lord Father. Father, I hold before you Patrice, Lord Father. Touch her mind as well, Lord Father. Let it continue to stay upon you, Lord Father. Let her seek your face, Lord Father. Father, for all that you're doing and all that you have done for her, Lord Father, and still doing, Lord Father, we say thank you. Now, Father, touch this broadcast right now, Lord Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over it right now, Lord, canceling every assignment, Lord Father, that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast. We render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you, Lord Father, to show up and show out, Lord. We thanking you, Lord Father, for that rhema word coming forth right now, Lord Father, that word of preparation, that word of healing, encouragement, and warning right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. I ask, Lord Father, that you continue to decrease my apostle and bishop, Lord Father God, as you increase in them and bring forth that word, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, how you continue to use them day in and day out, Lord Father. Strengthen them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we praying right now, Lord Father, for the fivefold ministry, Lord Father. Those, Lord Father God, that are standing, Lord Father God, upon your word like never before, teaching and warning your children right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, shield and protect them right now, keeping them covered under the blood. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnifying you right now, Lord Father. Father, as we continue, Lord Father God, to pray, Lord Father, for others, Lord Father, other than ourselves and our family, Lord Father, we thank you and glorifying you, Lord, for your mercies right now, Lord Father. So have your way upon this broadcast. And Heavenly Father, anyone, Lord Father, that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father, and listening to this broadcast, whether it be, Lord, via phone line, Lord Father, or on the computer, Lord Father, we ask that they dial in, Lord Father, and Father, ask, Lord Father, how they can be led to you, Lord. Those that need prayer, Lord Father, let them not be ashamed, Lord Father, to press that one. And Father, ask for prayer, Lord, and give that prayer report as well. So, Father, we thank you and glorifying you for hearing all prayers, answering all prayers, knowing, Lord, Father God, that you are the best healer. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We just thank God, amen, for you, you, and you. We thank God, amen, for Sister Diane and that prayer. Now, if you didn't hear your name, it's because you didn't call. Praise God, amen. All you have to do, amen, is get on and call us. Praise God. And the number, praise the Lord, is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. Praise the Lord. Write that number down. Praise God. You may need it. Amen. Before the day, amen, is over. Praise God. But we just thank God for the day. Praise God. A day that the Lord have made. And we won't continue just to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Praise God. Apostle Porter will be with you in a minute. I'm going to give you a little thought for today, and we're going to turn it in the hands, praise God, of Apostle Porter. Man, that's all right. Man, and the thought for today is our obedience to God carves our character. Our assurance of God strengthens our steps. Our partnership with God enhances our hope. Our faith in God determines our destiny. Oh, I like that. I'm going to read it again. Praise the Lord. Our obedience to God carves our character. Our assurance of God strengthening our steps. Our partnership with God enhances our hope. Our faith in God determines our destiny. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. That is so, so true. Praise God. Amen. We just thank God that the Lord is always there. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. And I'm glad about it. Amen. What about you today? Praise God. Whatever situation you may be in, he's able to bring you out. Always remember, behind every dark cloud, the sun will shine. Praise God. It's a brighter day. Man, I don't know where you at right now, but the sun is out bright. Amen. A beautiful day. A beautiful day. Praise the Lord. Amen. You may have a little whatever. Amen. But just thank God you're here. Amen. He woke you up this morning. Praise God. Started you on your way. Amen. And you and I are beyond a miracle. Oh, praise the Lord. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Amen. We have so much to be thankful for. Amen. And let's begin and let's thank him for the little things as well as the big things. How many know little as much when the Lord is in it? Praise the Lord. Amen. We talked about it last night on our Bible talk last night. Man, he took a little lad lunch. He took two fish and five barley loaves of bread. And he raised, amen, the standard. Oh, the things that is impossible with man is possible with God. Am I right? Oh, praise the Lord. He's what a mighty God we serve. He's supernatural. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. Am I right? Oh, there's nothing too hard for him. Praise God. He's the same now. If he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. Amen. Took two fish. Five barley loaves of bread and fed 5,000. Praise the Lord. And you know 5,000 people, amen, in our nation today, amen, to clean out any, amen, stove. Come on now. Somebody won't get something. Praise God. 5,000 people. Come on, y'all. Help me here. Praise God. But, oh, amen, they was all filled, and then they took up 12 baskets of overflow. Amen. The Lord want to give you more than enough. Praise the Lord. God bless you today. Be encouraged. God bless you. Amen. Apostle Porter, amen, is ready. Amen. Apostle Porter.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, we thank God for this another day. We thank the God for his grace and mercy.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
That carries through each day that we get up. All right? We have his sure mercies of today. You have a guaranteed mercy today. That mercy gonna follow you wherever you go. You know you have that today. And don't forget to call in. 347-857-3925. Call us. Call us, and maybe you just want to give us a testimony. God did something for you through one of the broadcasts, whether you were listening to our guest or whoever, and God bless you in that way. We would like to know anyway how you like our guests, which one you like more. You like what they said. You'd like to hear more of that. Or whatever, you can call us, 347-857-3925. And we'll be waiting for your call now just to hear what you say, to hear from you, because we love you. We love you. We really do. Praise the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. And we want to pray for you. Yes, we want to pray for you. We don't want you to be in pain. We don't want you to be in disarray mentally or any other way. We want to do our best for you, okay? Amen. Thank God for Bishop Porter. Thank God for Sister Diane. Thank God for you that are on the line wherever you are at this time. Greetings to you. yes and prayers to you. Yeah, we want to pray for you even more. Tell us what you want to pray. You want us to pray for, specifically what you want us to pray for, okay? We just want to be here for you, all right? Because that's our job, is to pray one for another. I know you praying for us. I know you praying for us as we pray for you. I know you are. Listen, I don't have no doubt. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no doubt. Amen. But God is good. God is so good to us today. Amen. Ain't it, Sister Diane? God is real good to us. He takes care of us. He see about us. He takes us to and fro. And we thank you for praying for us, and we thank you for praying for Deacon Mike also. And we trust in God for complete healing for him also. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for him. There's somebody that wants to say something? All right, praise God. Okay, go ahead. You're on the air. Hello? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
It's Elizabeth from Connecticut. I just want to, it's raining out here, but it's so nice because I just went out before and I could just smell, and so grateful for that rain that God is cleaning, not only the atmosphere, but our minds, our body, and everything else. And it just feels a peace. It's just so beautiful. But I want to talk about what the bishop was talking about. A long time ago when I was at your church, Bishop prayed and he had asked people to come forward, and I had come forward, and he had said something that the Lord said, and it, you know, it touched me, but I didn't realize it till I started working. I mean, I was working at my job, and I decided, because there were so many drivers and monitors that didn't make enough hours, didn't make enough money, especially in the beginning, that is so hard. And I decided, and I bought, thank God, through my mom, she had a old, not old, but she didn't use it anymore, a coffee pot, a toaster, and all that. And I decided, you know what, we're going to have like a little cafeteria in we were staying at. So I was, you know, I bought coffee, I bought different things, and other people started donating. And it had nothing to do with money, because it didn't matter who you are, how much you wanted. I would, you know, get all kinds of coffee, all kinds of stuff everywhere, Walmart, if they had a discount anyway. And people were just giving me money and things, and they bought it, and it just grew and grew and grew. And I'll never forget that one time that a friend of mine had a bag of meatballs, and he gave it to me. I gave it to somebody to clean it, to do whatever. She came back, and that we decided, you know, to put out the meatballs, whatever else. And that meatball bag fed everybody in that compound. I mean, not only that I had some left over to give to somebody that I knew didn't have maybe food, but for her and her husband, and it was all God. Everything that was in there, God made it like double, triple, whatever, and people helped us in every way. They put all kinds of stuff. We prayed, we did. I mean, it was unbelievable. People that you didn't expect, they came and donated through their church. I mean, they brought me bagels. They brought me everything. I used to go to the discount bread, and they would help me, always give me my raisin bread, always saved it for me, and I gave all kinds of bread. I used to come over and just, you know, and more people, they had coupons, they had whatever they had. It was like the Lord being there with us and helping us. Even if they didn't belong to my compound, they would come. It didn't matter. And if there was no coffee, I said, you want coffee? They said, no, you don't have to. Don't worry, I'll make it just for you. It didn't matter. And I had people making coffee all day, early in the morning before I came, when I came, when I came back, clean back, all kinds of coffee donated from Dominican, from anywhere. People just gave and gave, and we helped and lifted one another. We had tremendous parties. The Lord was with us. It was just beautiful how we could help one another. And it was all because that what the bishop had talked, but that God says, yes, you can. And I was, I mean, I cleaned, I did whatever, a microwave that was laying there forever. And I took hours and hours and hours that night, my friend Patsy, Eurecia, came, and we were supposed to go somewhere. She couldn't believe, oh, my God, all that, you know, people donated furniture, everything you could think of. They would just come in here. And the one that worked there, she had a closet. I had all my stuff in there, and I used to clean it. I helped people in all different kinds of way, whatever I could do, even if I had to go into the office and tell them I need this, I need that, I didn't care. Gosh, I just went and did. And the Lord just multiplied and blessed. And when I left them, people said, you know what? It will never be the same. I left and they just wanted me to stay. I said, no, I got to go on. But they gave me a tremendous party. It was so amazing. People from all over, they bought stuff. They gave me stuff, beautiful things. And it was just a beautiful time and memory time. And I tell you, it was all God. And I got to meet so many wonderful people. Oh, my God. It was just, that was my happy time, 15 years there, but I loved it. I just want to give that testimony. People, I mean, they just come and give you and leave you, and I would separate. I said, take whoever wants, just take in the refrigerator, whatever you want. You want toast, you want butter, you want tea, I don't care. And I never asked for no money. Even though a friend of mine said, oh, yeah, I don't want to ask nothing. Them people don't have. They're laying in there. They don't have food at home, and they got to go out and work. They need to eat. They need to know that, we care for one another, we'll help you in whatever way, and go forward is that what the Lord wants, and working with these children and, helping them, whatever it is. So it was awesome. It was just beautiful. I loved it. But you got to go on, and that's what I'm doing right now. Going on. We all got to go and go on and help and do whatever it is that the Lord wants, and it's just been amazing. God has done so much in my life. You don't realize it till, sometimes you write something and then it shows, it comes true, and you're like, wow, it was all God. It's in God's timing. You just got to give it to Him, pray, and pray for others and help them whatever way to love one another. Because it was nothing but the blood, His blood, and to pray and love one another and go forward. So, and I want to thank you, Pastor, for your prayers, your cards, and everybody there. I just love you, and I just love you all. I just, so much. I just thank God with all the love that God's given me that I could just, like He says, my blessings I bless to others. Whatever it is, a smile, whatever it is we could do, we go and help one another, stand in the gap, whatever, and just love one and help whatever we could do, guide us and show us. And go Amen. Forward. That's all we can do. God bless you all. Thank you.
God bless you, Elizabeth. Let me tell y'all, now you hear how it is. You want to be blessed? Listen to what she said. She is a blessing. She's a giver. And she don't ask for anything but prayers. Oh, yes, and she pray for you and you pray for her. Yes, God keeps blessing her, and he's going to keep on blessing her. Oh, yes, she don't mind giving. She give of herself. Oh, so many times we need help in the church, she come right there to help. She come right in there and help and put a hand to the plow and do what she can do. And we thank God for her. Yes, we do. We miss her, but we don't miss her because we still in touch with her. Praise God. Hallelujah. When she left this area. But we thank God for her. So now, isn't that wonderful? Now listen. Come on, anybody else. I know God done did something else, something for some more of you, whoever you are. Come on, I know He has. You wouldn't listen this many times. You wouldn't listen if He ain't done something for you. Come on. through that word, whatever, somehow you might have been in touch with us in some way. Well, now you should remember if God did something for you. Now, I know people's memories are short, but let's say yours not short. God gonna do what? Set a little match to it so it could come up now? Come on up. Let them come on up. I'm listening for you. 347-857-3925. You could come on and talk now. Come on. Praise the Lord. We waiting for you. I know he's done something for you. Yes, he has. Some of you might have a job, gotten a job, or somebody has released some finance to you. I know you don't want to tell us about that because you think we're going to ask for something. You know, well, I shouldn't have to ask you, but if this broadcast have been a blessing to you, you should freely give. You know, we freely give of ourselves, our love, or whatever we can do or have or whatever, we get it. You know, and we want you to do it just because you love us, just because you enjoy this broadcast. We shouldn't have to sit up and ask you, you know, but I know sometimes we do have to ask, yes, to remind you to give, because you think about other things you could do with your money, and your donations and all to yourself. Ain't that right? Praise God. Now, come on now. You can do it. I know you can. I know God has done something for you. Now, I'm giving you some time here now. Come on to be heard. So let somebody know that God is blessing me. Yes, I got a new job. I don't have a job, but God makes a way for me, you know, a legal way for me, you know. You see what I'm talking about? There's lots of ways you can praise the Lord and help other people. Now, come on, help us today to be encouraged. Help us to be encouraged right now. You know, I know. The Bible tells you, and you done heard it many times, encourage yourself. As David did, encourage yourself. So what you want to do? Put your hand on your back and pat your own back? That's what you want to do? Okay. All right. We'll go on a little further since you don't want to talk today. All right. Cat got your tongue, huh? You heard that, don't you? Who would say that? Kids? Us grown kids say that. Cat got your tongue. You don't want to say nothing. And then the kids will say something, won't they? My. But Sister Elizabeth has been released to be blessed. She's been released for the increase. Do you see? She has been released. And don't mind telling you about it either. See, that's what I'm talking about. When you praise God for what he's done, the goodness he's done, no matter who he done it through, when you praise him,
amen.
He continue to bless you. Huh? Yes, he do. He continue to bless you. Yes, indeed. All right, praise God. Amen. So, I thank God for that one. I know Sister Elizabeth, is she what you calling be calling?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank
you, Jesus.
It's too late. Go ahead. Don't worry about it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. I'm sorry, people. But you know, the doctor was supposed to call for Deacon Mike, and we was expecting a call, and I thought he might have called on this line. Praise God. But you understand, don't you? You understand that's my son. You know what can I say? And I wanted to hear, you know, that everything gonna be all right. But anyway, praise the Lord. The devil wanna keep our mouths shut. You know, he bring all kind of distractions to our lives, don't he? Every time you look, there's a distraction. It's either you sick or somebody in your family sick, crippled, or accidents, or something going on in some kind of way. Are they in trouble? Are they sick? You know, things are all going on, and somebody stole the money, the check or whatever, you know, and all this. All kind of things going to distract you from what God wants you to do. And God is the one that bless you. It's him that give you power to get wealth. All right?
Amen.
And he continued that blessing. He's continued that blessing. But the enemy is going to come in to distract you all kind of ways. I mean, he got ways you never heard of to distract you from what you know, where you know you get blessed at. If this is the place you get blessed, continue to be right there so your blessing can continue to flow. Isn't that right? Amen. That's what I do. I keep on till God say, all right, I'm finna cut off this source now. I want you to go over there. And you go over someplace else. Isn't that right? Ah, my. So we do thank God for you. Well, you know we thank God for our own Sister Elizabeth. We thank God for you. I was just looking at a picture of her. I think it was yesterday that we had at something we had, praise God, conference we had. Praise God. Amen. And I'll tell you, we had a wonderful time. We have a wonderful time whenever we get together. I just can't help but say it, you know. Praise the Lord. No, I'm not putting anybody else down, but we just have fun. You know, you have fun with some people. It's fun. Other people mad all the time, but she's a happy type of person. Amen, because she's a giving person. She loves God. That's the main thing, ain't it? My. All right, let me see. I was just trying to talk to see where we were headed today. And if you didn't want to call and talk, so that wasn't going to be where I was going, was it? Hallelujah, because y'all refused to talk today. Hey, hallelujah. You know, I have to ask God, how do I get you all to talk? Call in. And I know God done something for you. I know there's a lot he's done, and you just don't want to tell nobody. You don't want nobody to know, do you? Especially about that money. I know how people are about that, you know. Oh, no, they're going to ask me for some if I tell them that I got some. That God bless me. Not necessarily. Now, I told you, we're not going to beg you for none of your money, try to get you out of your money. No, we don't do that. See, God let people freely give so they can be freely blessed. See what I'm saying? They ain't got to sit up and beg God, cry, you know, and all of that to get God to bless them. All right? God automatically bless them because they are givers. Yes, because they are givers. Amen, amen. Hey, but whatever you give us, it's laid to your charge so that you can be blessed. Hallelujah. Ain't God good? You see what I'm talking about? God is a good God. All right, we're going to go on today. Amen. I'm trying to get on a little something here. Praise God. I'm waiting for the Lord to really give me, you know, the okay on it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah on this word. So I just talk with you a little bit, okay? All right. Praise God. All right. I'm in Genesis, the 21st chapter. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. It's all about the Lord's blessing upon. It's all about the Lord's blessings upon people, his people. Hear what I say? His people. Now, we would kind of talking about it on Bible Talk last night. We were kind of talking about that blessing being released to you. Excuse me, being released to you. But this is one here where it was released in a way that you never would have expected it to be, you see. And let me tell you, when God releases blessings to his people, the devil don't like it. You know, the devil do not like it when God releases it to people. All right. And the 21st chapter of Genesis is where we're going to begin now. Most of you have heard the story many times anyway. And here it goes. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. He spoke it, said it, performed it. Do you see what he did? God did. All right? He spoke it. He said it. He spoke it. And he performed it. Whatever he told her, he spoke it out so that the elements could hear that, so that performance would come forth. And the Bible says, for Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him. Oh, my God, my God. If I don't go no further, we could stop right there and talk about that. He talked. God talked to his people. I know people today, how did God talk to you? I don't believe God talked to you. Okay? Well, do you believe the Bible? That God talked to his men and women of God? Do you believe that he did that? If you believe that, then he could talk today. He's the same God. He didn't change. He didn't lose his teeth. God still speaks to his people today. I know you don't believe it. You're in this 21st century and you don't believe nothing. You don't even believe God is God. But I'm going to tell you whether you believe it or not. He's still God. And he say he changed not. He not changing. He's still speaking. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare of him, to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. See, God don't care nothing about age, do we? Oh, you say, well, I'm too old, I'm too this, and I'm too that, and I can't get none, I can't have this. Oh, yes, you can. When the will of God is being accomplished, it can happen. Did you hear what I'm saying? Because he do what? He still speaks today. He still moves and performs his word today. Let me tell you, don't let nobody tell you different. Do you get the picture here? Our problem is you let too many people talk in our ears. And most of the stuff they're talking is negative talk. And when they finish with you, you don't believe no more. You don't even want to go to church no more. Because you believe in the negative stuff, right? All right, we going on. And Sarah said, God had made me to laugh so that all that hear will laugh with me. Isn't that a wonderful thing? God, now she ain't laughed all that time. Can you hear that? God had made me to laugh. Has he made you laugh lately? Come on. Has God made you laugh lately? That's what I want to know, huh? So all of us can laugh with you, see? He say, when you laugh, you laugh when somebody's happy and laughing, you're supposed to do what? Laugh with them. When they crying, you cry with them, don't you? Huh? Don't you do that? Those emotions come forth. But they're not alone in whatever they're going through, whether they're happy or sad. You sad with them for a bit, aren't you? Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? God says for us to be that way. And she said, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? For I have borne him a son in his old age. Now, you know, y'all been talking about me before, remember? Oh, y'all ridiculed me, laughed at me, and oh, you just carried me through. Because I didn't have no child. Is anybody like that, that we listening to today? That's listening to us today, I'm sorry. Huh? Is anybody like that? You know, people laugh at you. And say all kind of mean things, don't they? People can be so mean, and there ain't nothing but the devil working through them to distract you, to agitate you, to make you not smile anymore. He do all kind of things to keep you in some kind of turmoil. And you listen. See, I don't want you to listen today. I want you to reach out and touch the Lord today. And the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. Oh, they celebrated, didn't they? Well, you think everything is all right then, don't you? Everything is fine, right? Think about it. Say, now she got her child, and she don't have to take a Hagar child and nothing, talking about my child and everything. Imagine that was pretty, you know, gruesome to be doing, you know. Well, I have on a baby, so she kind of trying to, you know, pet on somebody else's child, you know, and all that. And you know your heart is breaking every time you see the child. You see, the other child. Now you know how that feels. Wouldn't you know how that feels? Think about it. Imagine it then if you don't know. Imagine it, okay? Because I know some of you would lose it quick. If your husband, sweetie, got somebody else's child talking about here, you take care of him and all that, you have a real fit, wouldn't you? I know you would. And listen what he said. As Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, which she had born unto Abraham, mocking. I told you, here come trouble. Laughing now. But here comes the devil. Soon as you're happy and everybody's rejoicing, having a feast and everything, and they're just everybody's happy. All of a sudden, the devil ain't happy about that, is he? Here he comes with something, right? He come, and let me tell you, I'm going to just say this here before I go any further. Let me tell you, he come because what do he want to do? The words of God, he heard the words of God about Abraham's seed. So the devil fixed it up where Hagar could be the seed, was supposed to. Well, it was a seed, but it wasn't the seed. Okay? It was a seed, but it wasn't the seed. You see, God had planned this from the foundations of the world. We didn't know it was planned already. We didn't know it was part of our destiny. To be a seed. You hear what I'm saying? To be a seed. All right? But God planned it. Do you get the picture, huh? When Adam was born, well, he wasn't born, he was made. He was made, but Adam didn't have a mother that carried a seed. Did you hear what I'm saying? So now, he was made like he was made, but then he was made to do what? What was he made to do? To bear out of his rib, God took out his rib, a mother with a seed. Do you hear what I'm saying? A mother with the seed. See? Then now things are beginning. Now it has to be turned a different way than it was made in the beginning, because sin now has entered in, and now the sin brought forth a seed that would carry it on. Hello? Do you get the picture? Do you hear me right now? Huh? Praise God. Amen. Now, I was sitting here thinking a few about this message. I was thinking whether I should or shouldn't or shouldn't or shouldn't or what. And little things start dropping into my mind and my spirit, you know, talking about it. And I thought about something. Even though Adam was born, was made, excuse me, I keep saying born, made like he was made out of the dust of the earth. Now listen, he was made out the dust of the earth, but he could not be in the dust the second time. So therefore, what happened was that seed that God took out of him, see, to bring forth another Adam. That was Mary. Seed. Went through generations after generation after generation to become the second Adam, because of so much sin was going on, till the Lord had to get a purified seed to carry his son. Something or someone, rather, that he could approve of. Do you get what I'm saying? Something is someone that was in his image and in his likeness. So therefore, since he took the woman out of Adam's rib and made her, he made her in his image so that she could bring forth Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. You see? Now let me tell you. Adam created the seed called mother out of his rib. Now the second man, Adam, had a mother, and they thought she was his natural mother. That's Jesus. But she wasn't. She come from the seed that was planted in Adam. And Adam didn't know he could produce that type of seed. So therefore, here's Eve. Eve with the seed. Every child comes through a seed. And you were placed in your mother's womb. You are that seed that produces. So therefore now the seed that produced now is what? In the image of God. So God gave us life, his life. He saved us and brought us out of a world of sin. Now we are in his image. We are in the image of the second man, Adam. We was in the image of the first Adam because we sinned all the time. Now we're in the image of the second Adam because now we are spiritual and don't sin. We're walking in the spirit. See? So when we walk in the spirit now, we are to be producers of what? A seed. A holy and righteous seed. A seed to inherit all that God has promised us and spoken and given us. Now you see why the devil is after the sea. Do you see it? Huh? The devil is after your baby. See? That's what happened to Sarah. When Hagar found out, she started mocking. Now, it's bad enough they were mocking her before she had anything. Oh, they carried on something. Oh, they just want to make a man. You know, they want to make a man because Abraham loved her so much. But he got hooked up with Hagar because Sarah wanting a baby so bad. She tell him to go over there. Now, I wouldn't do that now. I ain't going there. I wouldn't go there. No. They'd just have to keep on picking at me. You see? I wouldn't have went there. Because I know somewhere down the line, oh, my God, that pot going to boil over. You see what I'm saying? That pot going to boil over. See? And Bishop said, that didn't last long either. Praise God, you see. And Isaac was weaned. Then here come Hagar, mocking. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. Oh, she get bad now. Sarah got bad now. Say, now listen, you done mocked me one time too many. Do you get it? I'm going to God on you. I ain't going to touch you, but I'm going to God on you. Now, he went to Abraham, and you know men. You know how, y'all know how men are most time. You know how men are. You know how men are. You know how they are. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. Well, naturally, you know, he loved him. That's his son, so he loved him, Ishmael. He loved him, right? And God said unto Abraham, let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of the bondwoman. And all that Sarah had said unto thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. You still got a blessed seed here. You know why? Because it's a promise. Ishmael wasn't the promise. Do you hear what I'm saying? But this is what I'm saying. A lot of times you have children by somebody else's man. That's stolen seed. You don't inherit the promise. You see? And every time you look, something is going on and you never connected the dots that the seed was stolen. You don't know that. I know you ain't thought about that. See? So, you're grievous. You got to work with that child. Oh, my God, you got to work with it. You see, you can tell when you read this story, you'll tell how it came down, and it'll come down on you because you do the same thing. See, you do the same thing a lot of times. Oh, there's exceptions of the rule, okay? Look what happened to David, first child with Bathsheba. What happened? It died, didn't it? Because it could not do the will of God. It could not do the work of God because of the sin that occurred before it got there. It was a bad seed. And God know how to do what? Not allow it to be there without you going around trying to find something to get it off, cut it out, doing something about it. See, let God take care of whatever. There could be a reason for that child being there. There's a reason for Ishmael to be there. You see what I'm saying? Everything God do is for a reason. If he don't want it there, he won't let it happen. Do you see what I'm saying? The seed cannot grow if God don't have his will upon it. Do you get the picture here? You see? One day I'll tell you about something I told the Lord about that. You see? And it happened. He did it. Now, Abraham had to go and do what Sarah said. And also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation because he is thy seed. God bless him just because he is Abraham's seed. He's not the heir. You know how some rich people do. They stepchild, they marry a woman with, you know, with a child already. They'll leave him something, but the child that she had for him, the seed that came through him, gets all the goodies.
Come on now, is that
true? You ever seen that? You seen that? This is what happens. Think about it. And this is happening in marriages today. These things are happening. You see? The true seed. Jesus is the true seed. Now remember now, when you go into the New Testament, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. See? No man cometh to the Father but by me, because he is the true vine. He's the seeds that grow. See what I'm saying? He is the seed that grow. All right. Ain't nothing he could do. The bond woman, they going to have something. So, hear this man go. Can you imagine Abraham looking kind of a little sad a little bit? Because he got to do something he don't want to do. But because God said it. See, this the whole thing with doing what God say. You don't always like it, what God say, but nevertheless, you put a nevertheless there. It's God that said it. You are known for a fact that it's God that said it. When you know it's God, you do it whether you like it or not. You do it whether you agree with it or not. Because you know that in the end, you're going to see what it means, the value of what you had to do, whether you liked it or not. See? I remember a woman, I won't say nothing, somebody may know that person. Ain't famous person, just a person. And this person, you know, I was talking to her, and she said, God gave me this man, because she had one husband that beat her all the time and took her money. And she had her own business. And so one day I was to the house, and she said, oh, my husband, this new husband. Now, she just finished telling me not long ago, oh, he's so wonderful. Oh, he even, when I come from work, he just rub my feet. He take my feet up and he rub them, then he soak them and you know, put lotion all on and cream them, and my feet feel so good, and he have my food already done. I said, well, my Lord, you got a pretty good man there. Ain't you? You got a good man. Yeah, he is good. And I guess about 6 months, 7 months, maybe a little more or less. Next thing I know, she's talking about, oh, I'm divorcing him. I say, well, okay, why are you divorcing him? I thought he was a good man, and you know God gave him to you. What happened? Well, he ain't got no job. I said, but what you mean he got a job? He had one before. What happened? Well, he didn't have the job. The job was slow because he's a carpenter. Okay? That's all it was. I said, well, that does not erase the fact that God gave him to you and he's a good man. You know, how but how on somebody to go in the way? How I say, you crazy. You know what? You are absolutely crazy. And I tell you, I left her alone because she crazy. You want a good man, you got a one. Hey, work going to come, more work going to come. He's still looking for more work, but where he was slow in what he do. You have to understand that, shouldn't you? Then God change his mind and say, because the work is slow, he ain't a God-sent man. Do you see what I'm saying, how people do? See, when God place a person there that you say is he and you, now you the one say he God sent him. Ain't nobody else said that but you. You ain't seen no prophet. You ain't told me nothing about no prophet. I said, but you said it. Now watch what you say, God say. Mm-hmm, yeah. Watch what you say, God say. You better be sure that God said it because you going to have to live with it. Hmm? Sarah never said God said, didn't she? When she told Abraham to go to Hagar, she ain't say nothing about God told me to tell you to go over there to Hagar. And that'll be my child. That'll be the only child I get. He ain't tell you that because you don't know what's in your womb. You don't know how God going to work it out for you. Just like he took the rib out of Adam, he could have a seed in there. He could place a seed in there that is the right seed in your body. Change things in your body where it can work. See, you don't just say God ain't going to do it and you take it in your own hand. Huh? Because all you got now is nothing. Huh? Because Ishmael's name means Yeshua El. A man of the wild. That's what Ishmael means. Man of the wild. He was a man of the wild. Why was he a man of the wild? Because that wasn't her husband. That was Sarah's husband. Sarah the one engineered all that. And God let her stay without a child for a while. Let her be mocked and everything else. Because you the one caused this here, Sarah. Now you live with that. Till your next time that I tell you something. And then her time came. And when her time came, the devil didn't like it. So now he's trying to do what? Destroy your child. Destroy the baby. Destroy your laughter. Destroy your happiness. See? He want to destroy it. And I'm telling you right now today, he want to destroy you. But you got to be determined. I will not go quietly in the night. I am not going to be defeated. Because God said that I am more than a conqueror. I win. See, I am the winner. Do you see? Because I'm the seed that God placed in my mother. And it was for a reason. Mm-hmm. You didn't believe that, did you? Do you believe that? Mm. Think about it. We all are seeds placed in our mother, and there is a reason for it. You know, Ishmael had his own thing. God gave him a nation. Just because he belonged to Abraham. Now, we are Abraham's seed. We are the inheritance that God promised him. So what do we have? We have Joseph. He was a seed that was planted in his mother. Noah. Even Lot. For his purpose. We have a purpose. Elizabeth, all these people had a purpose. You know, Mary's purpose was to bring Jesus in. Mm-hmm. He didn't look around and say, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, I think I get this woman. No, I think I get that one. Jesus, God didn't do all that. He already had one, a proper woman, a woman he found favor in. Hmm? There was Ruth. Ruth was confused at first, upset because her children died. She ain't got nobody left, her husband, children. She ain't got nothing left. And the children didn't have no children, so she ain't got nothing else left. Hmm? Nothing left, she thought. But she forgot she was a seed. Hmm? She was a seed that God brought forth. See? Now, she has some daughter-in-laws, but one daughter-in-law saw something in her. We can say it this way. She saw the seed in her. And that seed she attached herself to. Hmm? She saw that seed and she attached herself to it. When she did, what happened? God did a turnaround miracle there for her. She followed her mother-in-law all the way back to the home. She refused to be distracted. She refused for you to reject her. She will not be rejected, huh? She stuck to her like glue, didn't she? Did everything she told her to do. That means that seed was sprouting. You see? That's why you got that story of Naomi and Ruth. See? The seed flourished. And it was flourishing so until the seeds of the past was coming up. You thought it was all died, didn't you? Mm-hmm. The seed of the past was coming up. The seed all the way from Adam was coming forth, was being what? You know how you take one seed and you put it in the ground and it grows more stuff and you make another seed and then you make another seed and it continues. That seed continued all the way through all those generations. Do you see what I'm saying? Now you see why the devil is after your baby. After your child, after your blessing, huh? The devil is after your blessing. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. See what I'm saying? He's after that. Mm-hmm. And what happened? And Abraham rose up early in the morning, took bread and a bottle of water and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder. He put it on her shoulder. Maybe she was saying, I don't want that. I don't stay here. Hmm? And the child, and sent her away. She departed, wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water was spent in the bowl, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. She went and set her down over against him a good way off. As it were, a bow shot. For she said, let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him and lifted up her voice and wept. Now, naturally, you would do the same, wouldn't you? You say, why God? We got the word, why God, right? Why God? But she hadn't gotten enough of what Abraham had to say to God, God, this is Abraham's seed. See, she didn't have that kind of faith because she wasn't of their covenant of religion or whatever you want to call it. She was not of that. So therefore, she didn't have that kind of faith. She should have gotten it by now, but she didn't have it. So she wept because she thought this was it. This the end. All the water gone. We ain't got nothing else to do, no food, no nothing. But because God, I told you before, nobody shouldn't have to call you and tell you or whatever. You should know that if it's God, if God is in it, he going to do something about it. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because of the seed that's in you. If you have inherited Abraham's seed, don't you know that God is going to do something about it? This is what he did. And arise, lift up thy lad, and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation. Lift him up to me now. Stop crying. Stop weeping. He's Abraham's seed. And if he's Abraham's seed, he's still mine. Whether it's legitimate or not, he's still mine. Do you get the picture here? Huh? And she had to hold him up. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. She went, filled the bottle with water, and gave the lad to drink. Listen at this. God created a well out there where there wasn't no well. Now you tell me God can't do anything. Anything, people. What's your problem? You are the seed of the blessed. Don't let the devil steal your baby. Don't let the devil steal your vision. Don't let the devil steal your hope. Don't let him steal your love. Don't let him distract you in any way, because he ain't nothing but a wild man. That's all the devil is. That's all it is. Now, do you know this? I just want to, do you know what the Torah called Hagar? And you see this word? Keturah. Hagar is called Keturah. And you know what that means? Tied to Abraham. Did you hear what I'm saying? Tied to Abraham. So therefore, Hagar was still blessed. She didn't know she was blessed because they put her at the door. But God had a blessing for her, even though she had to leave the house because Sarah didn't want her there, which she shouldn't have been mocking her. Then she might have not been put out. She should have kept her mouth shut. That's what she should have done. But she got put out because she kept making fun at her and mocking her and everything. Instead of saying, we can't stay in the same house no more. This got to end. Hey, bus stop here. Get out, Abraham. Get out. Abraham going, well, you the one told me to go get her. Oh, Lord, have mercy. But Abraham did what God told him to do. You see, he did what God told him to do. So remember this day. Just because things aren't going the way you want them to go, or should you think they should, let's put it this way. Some people, God don't heal. God don't heal them at all. Now, we don't always know why. Could be that if he heal you, when you get well, you're going to go back to sin. See? Could be that in this, whatever's wrong with you, you may can do more like you are than you could if you were well. You ever thought of these things? Instead of this, you want to poke fun where you ain't got no faith. You ain't got this, and you ain't got that. God has a reason for everything he do, even down to shutting down to a lot of these churches. When you look over these churches and what they have been talking, you've been complaining about them so long, God had to shut all them doors. Separating the sheep. He got to find his sheep now out of them goats. Separating them. See who, when he told you he was shaking the heavens and the sea, everything in it, because he's doing it to see who gonna stand. Now you know who gonna stand, don't you? Huh? Come on, talk to me now. Huh? You see, the true seed will grow in spite of when that wind blow hard against it as it pick up out of the earth. It won't move. Have you ever thought of when some people's houses would blow over and the house next to it just went down the street? The wind just took it off of its foundation and took it down the street? And somebody else's house is just sitting there, ain't moving? He determines which one. Maybe his seed is in there. Do you get the picture? If his seed abiding in there and his seed have grown to maturity and is in there praying and covering themselves, covering their house, it's not going anywhere. What's going to be the storm will pass over. Hello? Huh? Storm will pass over. I don't never say nothing else. Let me tell you one thing. God moved in a mysterious way. Didn't he move? Gave her water out there in that desert place where she was. Deserted by herself. God was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer. He became what? Expert in what he did. He dwelt in the wilderness of Paddan, and his mother took him a wife out of the land of Egypt. Now, she done went back to Egypt and got the man a wife. Now, why you couldn't get him another wife? You see? Now, listen. God told her that's what he was gonna do for her. He did it. Now, he didn't tell Abraham to go over there and, okay, now. Go find your son and bring him back home over here. He got his own life. He got his own life now to live, because that's the way God did it. But at least he know that his father loved him. Didn't want him to go. And now he could say, ha, ha, ha. Devil didn't get me because I'm Abraham's son. Can you say that today? I inherit from Abraham. Everything I got, everything God is going to give me, comes from my father that God gave me, Abraham. I got his seed growing in me. So therefore, I should be of faith. Because he's the father of faith. So why can't I be? See? Because I got the faith seed growing inside. Do you have it? Okay. People, hallelujah, praise God. I thank God for this hour. I thank God for it. Here, say something. Oh, what? Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Don't let the devil steal your child. Don't let the devil steal what God gave you. Don't let him make you drop it. Okay? Don't let him do that. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. No matter how it looks, what the doctor's report is, no matter what the preacher report is, don't care who, what, when, where, or how. Don't let none of that stop you from staying with God, holding on that you are the righteous seed of Jesus Christ. Okay? Amen. Here's Sister Diane.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank God for that awesome word that came forth today, trusting and believing that you received that word. If you have any questions about that word, for those of you that know apostle's number or bishop number, you can call them and you can ask them, what did you mean? Or you can visit our Facebook page at Logan International Ministries and send us a message there as well. We just thank God for that word coming forth. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or you can tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Every Wednesday and Thursday also is posted on our page on Facebook that you can click the link and you can share it. If you have to, just click it, share it with a friend, copy paste it, text it to a friend. Maybe they need to hear that word today. So tune in tomorrow, Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying how the story ends,
when I let go,
I stopped looking at that.
Oh, when I let go,
let God, oh, let go and let God, let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.
Let God.
He can handle it all.